This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
And our own intelligence. The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile. This may well have been unintentional.
All right, so obviously that is huge news. It's what we suspected, but now it is more than speculation. And, of course, the conversation changes because of that and the fallout from that. So the House votes to limit the president's ability to attack Iran while this whole thing comes out about, we believe the Ukraine airliner was shot down by Iran. And, of course, the crash site was all cleaned up, so forget about serious investigation into that, because mysteriously it was wrapped up. And boy, the reaction to this has been swift across the globe, that's for sure. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, and this is where we start. And we've been talking about Iran now, obviously, for over a week since what happened at our embassy, and then the killing of Soleimani and the reaction at his funeral, and what now has become the backlash to that, both politically speaking, the arguments over what is the president's power and what about the War Powers Act and everything in between, including our allies, Justin Trudeau, and in knowing what has happened there and how many Canadians were on board that flight. Horrific for them and for their families, who on either side, whether it was in Iran or whether it was in Canada, were left with with nothing but questions and no answers as to why this happened, other than today the speculation going beyond speculation and into something completely different, and the theory of, well, of course, the missiles so close to our missile attack that made that area, that made sense as to why a missile could have gone up, but it makes no sense whatsoever to me. I mean, you can parse this out however you want to. Bottom line is, they shot at a plane. They sent a missile through a plane. Period. Right? So when Trudeau, you hear him talking about that, and again, what does that mean to the people? I want you to hear something. Here is reaction and then the translation to a woman who is so distraught because why? Her son was on that plane.
Me for raising a good son. We just celebrated his 50th birthday. He was my only son. Now I'm all by myself.
All right, now I'm all by myself. And so the intelligence indicates that, it was a missile. But remember, this was a lot of people that had families in other places. And, this is unacceptable, right? It's unacceptable, period. So what happens as a result of that? And like I just briefly mentioned, the House voting to limit the president's military actions on Iran, the Democrats saying that Trump has been reckless in his order to kill Soleimani, and they say the War Powers measure is needed to force him to consult Congress. And at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, they're saying something completely different. The Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Elliot Engel, I heard him today on the tube. He said the American people don't want war with Iran. And we've been doing an unofficial poll, which is split right down the middle, although most of you, Republican, conservative, etc., say you're not crazy about the idea of war either, but like the idea of a hard line against Iran and not backing down. You can weigh in. Remember, it's the unofficial poll. It's been rolling for a week. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and tell me what you think. Yay, nay, on war with Iran. So, not surprisingly, the vote that they took in the House broke down along partisan lines. Overwhelming support from Democrats. 3 Republicans backed it. 8 Democrats voted against it. And the White House is saying that this is not right, that the War Powers Act 1973, which, by the way, specifically allows Congress to pass legislation to force a withdrawal when military forces are engaged in conflict outside of our borders, but a 1983 Supreme Court decision said acts of Congress needed to be presented to the president to be legally binding. So there's a tug of war over the legislation. Now, the Senate is also considering its own version of that measure to force a military withdrawal, sponsored by Tim Kaine from Virginia, of course, a Democrat from Virginia, and his version is different. It's a joint resolution, carries the force of the law, whereas the resolution passed in the House is a concurrent resolution. Am I confusing you? Which does not do that, by the way. So far, at least 2 Senate Republicans have voiced support for the measure. And, you know, the president, in what Congress is saying, they say he's committed to de-escalating. Is he committed to de-escalating the situation over in Iran? And if so, that's the thing. And why does Congress need to be saying anything unless they're not in that same position that the president is in? So there's a lot of arguments, frankly, over what the president can do, what the War Act does, what it doesn't do, what does that, you know, ultimately mean. I mean, this is politics. This is the politics of war and peace is what it is. And, you know, I mean, the bottom line is the quicksand of the Middle East is not stopping. It's moving fast. Whatever is happening in Iran, and we've seen, because it's tit for tat and boom, the downing of that plane certainly signifies that, even though there was no Americans on the plane. And once Soleimani was hit, and he was obviously a bad guy, from our point of view, from the United States' point of view, there's no question about that. You know, some are saying, is this presidential harassment? Is this over the top? Is this ridiculous? And why do we, you know, why do we need this congressional approval for military actions against Iran? Does it make sense, or does it? Or should, you know, they be critical of how the process is being handled? Senator Mike Lee, Republican from Utah, has the last word or reaction that I'm going to throw out here at the top, because I wanted to cram it all in for you, give you a little slice of Foggy Bottom, what's washing out of D.C. He called it the worst briefing he's ever had on a military issue in his 9 years when he came out of one of the classified briefings, because they were given to all members of Congress on Wednesday and left the lawmakers split along, like I said, party lines. Most Republicans said they were satisfied, though, with the explanation for the Soleimani strike. The Democrats, unconvinced. Mike Lee, kind of the lone wolf in that. All right, we're leaping over to the other side. More conversation about what's happening in Iran and a few other odds and ends useful to all of you. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Oh, what a day I was born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up.
I don't have to, and you shouldn't have to be able, because you have to make split-second decisions sometimes. Sometimes you have to move very, very quickly, John. But in certain cases, I wouldn't even mind doing it.
As President Kennedy said, fight any foe, pay any price to keep the American people safe. But to not be frivolous and cavalier about how we decide to show strength, when it really is more of an escalation than a de-escalation.
All right, go figure. Pelosi and Trump on opposite sides of this and how it should be done. You heard what the Prez said on the war powers measure. He said the Democrats, by the way, would have leaked Soleimani plans. He was at a campaign rally in Toledo, Ohio on Thursday. And right away, he rid the Democrats of the non-binding war powers resolution passed earlier in the day. He said that when you look at that, they're saying you should go get permission from Congress, you should come in and tell us what to do. You should come in and tell us so we can call up fake news that's back there and we can leak it. And obviously, Nancy Pelosi, part of the Speaker of the House, part of the group that included Congressman Adam Schiff from California, that were not happy of the way this was handled. And Trump pretty much suggesting that the two of them could have been just the two that would have tipped off the media about the operation, which he said has maintained heading off aggression against U.S. interests and a plot to blow up America's embassy in Baghdad, Iraq. We saw what happened in Baghdad. We saw the embassy under siege in a different way, and it would have been much worse if Soleimani's plan had gone through, and this, according to all reports, certainly is true. So the arguments over war powers acts, what was rolled back by the Supreme Court, and the tug of war over the politics of should there be actions and should there be consequences that a president can't go it alone, I think that that's not going to be solved in the next couple of days. And, of course, we've got the Sunday swirl coming up where all the political talking heads will throw out even more opinions about whether this was the right way to go. In the meanwhile, as I said right at the top, the plane that got shot down, it's interesting because you had Lufthansa, Turkish Air, Qatar Airways, Aeroflot flying in and out of Tehran after Iran fired missiles at the military bases inside Iraq that had our U.S. troops in them, and we know there were no casualties, thank goodness, and nobody hurt. But there were planes that were still flying, even though there was an FAA directive. I was on the air when this broke, which said they don't have to follow it, obviously, but said to not, you know, to respect that air space, basically, not to go in and out of there. So now you have American, British, and Canadian officials, which we already talked about. You heard Trudeau at the top saying it's highly likely that Iran shot down a Ukrainian airliner near Tehran this week, possibly by accident, because of the political tension in the region. It was about 2.5 hours before the Ukrainian jet with 176 people on board took off, and the FAA had issued emergency orders telling American pilots and airlines from flying over Iran, the Persian Gulf, or the Gulf of Oman because of what was happening due to the potential for miscalculation. And they said this miscalculation or misidentification. Foreign airlines would know about them, but they certainly are not held to any FAA directives. And they continue to fly out, as I mentioned, the other carriers that went in and out. And they continue to do that even after that warning. But the Ukrainian jetliner, not so lucky, because they were pulled down. I mean, it's risky, it's peculiar, that some would say, from the National Transportation Board, the U.S. National Transportation and Safety Board, would say, you know, you can't, when you see something like that happen, there is a reason for that. And, of course, it was emphasized, why weren't all the flights canceled when Iran fired the missiles? Why weren't they canceled? Because the attacks happened the night before the Ukrainian plane was scheduled to leave Tehran. And that's where a lot of the questions, of course, and safety experts are going to keep talking about. That's where a lot of the questioning is going to fall, I think, on this. I mean, exactly what it was. You know, think about this. Remember the Malaysian airline Flight 17, which was brought down by a Russian-made missile back in 2014, and it flew like 33,000 feet over the Ukraine on the way from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, and close to 300 people on that flight, I remember it well, I was on the air then, died. So, and that shows the kinds of things that we have seen that happens. You could go back to 88, as I was looking up some of these incidents, and there was the downing of the Iranian airliner by a missile fired from a U.S. Navy cruiser that killed 290 people on the plane. And it happened that they were firing their weapons before they were certain whether the target was a military plane or a civilian one. So what a needless tragedy. I mean, what a outrageous, sadly, tragedy. Listen, I mean, passengers, would they rather be safe than be put in that situation? And obviously, they would rather be safe. And for the families, there's no bringing back. There's no bringing back the people that were killed on those flights because they chose to ignore a directive from the U.S. that was out there to warn everybody, listen, you know, this is what we're telling American pilots. And that was there for everybody to see, but they chose not to do it and to play a game of risk. And it didn't work out for that jet. It could have been another one, who knows, but it happened to be that one. All right, the other thing that is percolating in D.C., as I say, odds and ends that affect us, is are we going to have an impeachment trial, actually, next week? Is that going to happen? You have Nancy Pelosi, who's all over this whole war thing, of course, and she said she's going to know soon, being vague, whether she's going to transmit the articles of impeachment against the president, but said that the Senate Republicans are rushing to acquittal without a fair trial. So she's brushing off what the Republicans are saying, that the Democrats are afraid to send the impeachment case to the Senate. And she says she has no concerns about anxiety that others are showing over this. She said, I'm not holding them indefinitely. I'll send them over when I'm ready. That will probably be soon. That's it. Just, we're proud of our defense of the Constitution of the United States. We're concerned the senators will not be able to live up to the oath they take. And she's holding them. In a safe, in her purse, in her computer, locked up, I don't know. But it's not happening anytime soon. And you got to figure we're swinging into another weekend. So I don't know that that happens on Friday. Maybe it does. And maybe it does happen, but it doesn't look that way. So the impeachment timeline is completely thrown off and complicating the calendar. So this is going to bump into probably some of the presidential primaries. And you got to think of the Democratic senators that are running for the nomination, like Senator Elizabeth Warren would be obviously one of them. Another hopeful Senator Cory Booker, he would be somebody that would be in the middle of that, too. And, you know, so you've got some confusion as to this whole timeline thing. I just know we're going to be talking about impeachment probably for another couple of weeks. By the way, Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, never one to be silent on this subject, promised he would force votes on witnesses requiring senators to choose whether they want to hear from Trump's former national security advisor John Bolton and others, because some Senate Democrats have said the time's come to send the article so it begins, and then to move forward with this and then look at witnesses. But Mitch McConnell, who's resisted calling any new witnesses, says he expects a speedy trial that's going to end with the president acquitted of the charges. And he said these are ridiculous, cynical games, and that it's up to all the senators to decide if they want more testimony. Can we say it is never dull? When it comes to American politics, it is never, never dull. And you had some things to say about impeachment and the Ukrainian plane that went down. Also, the royals saying that they don't want to do their duties anymore. Who's that? We're going to talk about it in the mailbag next.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin,
right,
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking to supporters at a packed rally in Toledo, Ohio, defending his decision to take out top Iranian terrorist Soleimani.
For years, the sadistic mass murderer, Qassem Soleimani, planned and executed attacks against American targets, killing and wounding thousands of U.S. service members and many, many thousands and even hundreds of thousands of other people. As the leader of Iran's terrorist Quds force, Soleimani spread death, destruction, and mayhem across the Middle East and far beyond. He ordered the violent assault on the American embassy in Baghdad, and you saw this was the anti-Benghazi. We got there very quickly.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Never shy, this audience. A lot to say, really, through the miracle of Al Gore's internet, because when I walk into the mailroom, it is full, full, full. So let's dive right on it. This one comes from Todd. He says, Kate, I haven't emailed in a while, but wow, the downing of this jet is so awful. And then I was reading more of the details, and the fact is that they didn't have to take off, so they were taking a risk. And yes, other flights were taking off, no American flights, but other flights were leaving from Tehran, I guess risking it all, not either realizing what had happened the day before or deciding it was probably fine, and it didn't work out for all those people on that flight. I felt sorry for those families. I just happened to catch some video of it, and you could see they were completely distraught over the fact that their loved ones had been on that plane. Well, yeah, of course. I mean, listen, it wasn't, when it first happened, it made you think, yeah, oh, maybe there was, someone said maybe there was engine trouble. Not like the way it was spread out. And immediately after that broke, of course, everybody wants to, meaning investigators want to be there and have access to the site, but then they don't have access to the site. So trying to prove that is a different thing. Although Iran has invited the National Transportation Safety Board to evaluate and participate in the investigation, although because of the U.S. sanctions on Iran, I'm sure that's going to be limited. And under rules set by United Nations Aviation Organization, the NTSB is entitled to participate because the crash involved a Boeing 737-800 jet that was designed and built in the U.S. However, everybody pretty much is saying, look, it's pretty obvious it was shot down, possibly by an accident, and that's the way it's being portrayed, an accident because of what had happened the day before. So they flew, and unfortunately that is the sad, sick result of it. A missile, boom, that's it. And the way that it just fell off the flight radar, and it certainly is being said that it's pretty obvious what happened there. So let's see what comes out the next couple of days, but it's pretty highly likely. I'd say like a 95% chance, pretty much. And that's what the Canadians are saying. That's what we're saying. The U.S. is saying. And, just again, I even saw something in the New York Times, the video that showed the airline being hit over Tirana. You can see it. Somebody had a camera phone up, a cell phone up, and you could see what happened off in the distance, and just poof, it was, that was it. It was out. It's pretty clear that it looks like a missile to me. Just boom, it's gone. And, that's why it's likely in the interpretation of the video. It's a small explosion. Looks like a missile hits the plane, pretty close to the airport. And the video shows the jet going for a few minutes and then, poof, and then stops, and that's it. Very strange. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Chuck, listening to us in New Orleans, and he says, Kate, once again, the great city of New Orleans gets ripped off. The Saints should be marching into the playoffs, but they're not. Curious as to who you think wins it all. Well, you probably missed me saying this. I think the Baltimore Ravens win it all. Green Bay could have something to say about that, however. And it's interesting because here we are where everybody's playing, those that are left, this weekend. And they're saying a storm could dump up to 10 inches of snow on Green Bay ahead of the Seahawks-Packers playoff game. Who do you give the edge to there? I mean, at Lambeau Field, I would give the edge to the Packers anyway. But then you throw wind and snow and and they're going to have fans that are going to have to shovel out the stadium. If they're going to get that much snow, then there's no way. That's what happens. It's rare. I mean, it's rare that the timing of the game, the whole thing, it has happened in the past, however, and that's what's going to be. They're going to need that. They're going to need them to put some oomph behind it to make it happen so that they can, sit in the seats, etc. It's crazy. So to me, I think Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, that's who I'm picking. And especially with Drew Brees out of it and also Tom Brady out of it, anything's possible. It's like a second season, but I've already said that, so I'm sticking to it. How is that? And then how about this one? Somebody told me this story the other day, and I haven't mentioned it on the air, but it is incredibly interesting. The wax figures of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have been removed from Madame Trudeau's. And the reason is, I guess part of the reason is the royal family is not really happy with the choice that the young couple has made. The Queen is supposedly livid that they've decided to not have British duties. They've decided they're going to step back from royal duties, that they're not going to do that. So the Queen asked Prince Harry not to issue the statement announcing that he and his wife, the Duchess of Sussex, wouldn't do that. Harry and Meghan, though, announced that they were going to step back from their role as senior members of the British royal family and work towards becoming financially independent. So there was apparently a deep mood of disappointment flying around that giant palace following that announcement. Yes. And the royal communications statement, because, you know, they issue those things, said that there were discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Well, like three of you, which just never happens. This audience doesn't care about the royal family, I didn't think. But I got three different emails about it, including one from Jane, who says, I like when you do your Nail the Score segment. It's funny to hear when the woman calls in from Maine and the guy calls in from Texas, and I so want to call in, but I am always in the middle of something, and I can't get to the phone to do it. But this whole thing with Meghan Markle and Harry, I think it falls on Meghan Markle, because I bet you she pushed him into wanting to walk away from royal duties. I don't know. I mean, he's independent. He wants to do what he wants. I'm sure they both decided that, because that's a big thing to decide, to say, yeah, we're not going to do all those things. We are going to find solutions and become financially independent ourselves. We're going to support the Queen, whatever, you know, that whole kind of thing. And they also say they're going to split their time between the U.S. and the U.K. So I think they thought it out. That's what I think. So then I started to think, you know, wonder if she would go back to work. I'm sure there were people that would put her on a project. She was an actress, so I don't know. But then you got to think about this. The lifestyle that they have, I mean, they'd have to, you know, if they're going to be financially independent, that would mean they would have to rely on public funds for security, right, to have their official residence. And they recently renovated that cottage in Windsor. So I don't know. I think they're going to have to work through that a little bit, but I believe they, if they're and made that announcement, they're going to stick to it. So how about that? That's a shocker. And then how about the fact that they were removed from the royal family, from Madame Trousseau's? Easy come, easy go. So for now, we are taking your wax figures away, because we don't like it. So we're just going to move them. It's crazy. Crazy. All right, let's move to another one. How about this one from Mac Meteorite, 800,000 years ago. Wow, what a story. 800,000 years. Wouldn't it be cool to see that? The site that they're talking about, apparently, Kate, is some kind of volcanic field in Laos somewhere. I just happened to catch a little clip of it on a news station that I was listening to. Do you know any more about it? Well, they say it's like the largest known meteorites to hit the U.S., and you were right, on the 800,000 years ago, the exact spot where it smashed into the planet is, because they didn't talk about that. Now they think they found it. This lava, this crater that might be beneath lava in this volcanic field in Southeast Asia, supposedly, because what happened was the National Academy of Sciences Journal, they published it and said that's their beliefs. They're seeing those clues. So the first clue leading to the impact site is these small pebble-like glassy objects that they found, and they believe they formed from the earth material that melted when the meteorite impact hit, and it was thrown into the atmosphere before falling back down to the ground, and they call it the Bolaven Plateau Volcanic Field. And they're saying that it was so large and so fast that it melted the rocks that it hit. I don't know, it'd be pretty cool if the scientists are going to start digging there and looking around, which they are. I saw a map of the site, a hidden crater. It'd be fun to be on that sort of dig, wouldn't it? Mm. Movies next.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, we are going inside to the movies. I just got to say this, if you didn't hear me the other day, I saw Richard Jewell. It was directed by Clint Eastwood, and it was a jewel of a movie. Remember the 96 bombing of Centennial Park at the Olympics in Atlanta? It was, I thought, really, really well done. This movie is creating a lot of buzz, including at the Golden Globes. It walked away with some big prizes, if you care about such things. But it does look to be a really, really great movie. It's called 1917.
In your own time, gentlemen.
Must be something big if the channel's here.
You have a brother in the 2nd Battalion.
Yes, sir.
They're walking into a trap. Your orders are to deliver a message calling off tomorrow morning's attack.
If you fail, it will be a massacre.
We've got orders to cross here.
That is the German front line.
Hold back!
If we're not clever about this, no one will get to your brother.
I will.
There's only one way this ends. Last man standing.
I'm going to see my father.
We need to keep moving! Come on!
I'm going
he can't possibly make his knife by that! You've got his name!
Why in God's name did you have to choose me?
If you don't get there in time, we will lose 1,600 men. Your brother among them. Good luck.
All right, 1917. It was directed by Sam Mendes. Some are calling it the movie of the year. You can tell what it's about, obviously. During World War I, two British soldiers receiving impossible orders, race against time, going into enemy territory. And this is a long movie, two-hour movie, but one that is being hailed as incredible. So that's 1917. We move from 1917 to something completely different. And this movie is called Just Mercy.
It is ordered, adjudged, and decreed that Walter McMillan is to face death by electrocution.
It's my dad, sir.
Sit down, young man.
John. Would you sit down now?
He did nothing wrong.
Please, Judge, hold on one second.
I won't say it again. Sit down.
Not if you're going to kill my dad for no reason.
You're killing my family, sir. You!
They convicted an innocent man. I was always taught to fight for the people who need the help the most.
You don't know what it is. Here. They ain't got to have no evidence.
How many of you all were with Walter that morning?
You ain't quitting, is you?
No, sir.
We all with you.
I want my son growing up knowing his mom stopped doing what was right just because she was scared.
I think we can build a case strong enough to bring him home. And I'm not going to stop until I've done that.
Doesn't get to work.
Your life is still meaningful. And I'm going to do everything possible to keep them from taking it.
All right, so Just Mercy is about defending a wrongly condemned man who doesn't have proper representation, and this is a lawyer who is young to the trade, and this movie supposedly is a really, really well done movie too. On Rotten Tomatoes, it got 82%, which is a high rating. Peter Travers from the Rolling Stones says, Creighton plays by the rules of a strict legal procedure, which sometimes flattens the drama inherent in the corruption of the judicial process. And Mr. Jordan gives a wonderfully nuanced performance. That's John Anderson from the Wall Street Journal, because Michael B. Jordan is in this, one of the actors, obviously, in this movie. Brie Larson is another one of the tours in the movie. You could hear her as well in the clip. All right, and then finally, our last movie, because we always do three when we can anyway, it's Underwater.
Listen carefully. You are now 5,000 miles from land, and you're descending 7 miles to the bottom of the ocean. See you all in a month.
Here we go. All right, we're going to do this. Let's do this.
My rig.
10. We drilled to the bottom of the ocean, and we don't know what came up.
Gotta get to the station.
How do we even get there?
We walk. We just gotta walk with insufficient oxygen across the bottom of the ocean.
You don't know what's out there.
Worst idea ever.
What was that?
What is that? What is that?
What is happening?
There's something following us.
Yeah, so I think you get the idea here with Underwater. It's a place that you don't want to be if you looked or listened to what you just heard there. It is one of those movies, though, where it deals with aliens, scary stuff, mystery drama, and, yeah, shorter than those other two. 1 hour and 35 minutes. Kristen Stewart is the lead character in this movie, so it's an American science fiction horror film. And it's getting, you know, some pretty interesting reviews. I think I will see it when it comes to the smaller screen, and I'll probably stream it. I like some scary movies, but I don't know if I'll go in the water again. I see too many of the shark stuff already, and now we're going to see aliens in the water. Flip a coin. If you do go see a movie, send me a cheap movie review to katedelaneyradio.com, and I'll send you a copy of my book. Make it count, everybody. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate?
That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.